Today's words of wisdom, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming, will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Albanese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
México o los Estados Unidos Mexicanos están localizados en el sur de América del Norte. Su capital es la Ciudad de México, una de las ciudades más grandes de la Tierra. México es el sexto país más grande de las Américas y el quinceavo más grande del mundo. Tiene una población de aproximadamente 106 millones y por lo tanto es el onceavo país más poblado. Esta bella nación posee numerosos lugares calificados por la UNESCO como sitios Patrimonio de la Humanidad, tanto culturales como naturales.
Entre los sitios culturales, México presenta la antigua ciudad maya de Calakmul, el Tajín, una ciudad prehispánica, y las pinturas rupestres de la Sierra de San Francisco, por nombrar algunos. Los listados de sitios naturales según la UNESCO incluyen las islas y áreas protegidas en el Golfo de California y el Santuario de Ballenas de El Vizcaíno. Durante casi 3.000 años, México fue el sitio de varias civilizaciones amerindias. Las culturas mesoamericanas, como las de los olmecas, los mayas y los aztecas. Hoy en día, México alberga una riqueza de culturas únicas. Cada región cuenta con una cultura y lenguajes característicos.
En años recientes, México se ha tornado más proactivo en sus esfuerzos por proteger el medio ambiente, incluyendo la tema urgente del calentamiento global. En 2008, México fue alabado en el reporte de Banco Mundial, Menos Carbono, América Latina enfrentada al desafío de cambio climático, por su Estrategia Nacional de Cambio Climático para reducir millones de toneladas de emisión de carbono.
Para informar al público acerca de la gravedad del calentamiento global y sus soluciones, los funcionarios del gobierno del estado de Veracruz organizaron varias conferencias de cambio climático, en las cuales la maestra suprema Xinhai fue convocada como la invitada de honor especial. Durante estas conferencias, la maestra suprema Xinhai cortésmente compartió sus percepciones y el mensaje de la solución individual más efectiva e inmediata para mitigar el calentamiento global, la dieta vegana.
Ahora les invitamos a unírsenos en la parte 4 de la retransmisión en 6 partes de la videoconferencia en vivo con la maestra suprema Xinhai, titulada SOS, acción rápida para frenar el calentamiento global, el 16 de noviembre de 2009, en Orizaba, Veracruz, México.
We can list the activities that are associated with meat production that are causing some of the biggest problems for us. These include deforestation, soil erosion and desertification, excessive use of precious resources, land and water waste and pollution, and animal, plant and human disease or disappearance. Now, to highlight, let's zoom in on two of these problems and how they are affecting your country and the countries in the region. Now, one, deforestation. In Brazil, 90% of the land deforested since 1970 has gone toward livestock pasture or feed. And in the southern part of Mexico, tropical forests that once covered almost half of the state of Tabasco have been reduced to less than 10% their original size. In countries like Brazil, Argentina, and now Paraguay, more and more forests are felled for both livestock and soy crops. Argentina has lost 70% of her original forest. Now, number two, soil erosion and desertification. The clearing of land for livestock has created instability and serious soil degradation across the country of Mexico. In the northern regions of Mexico, nearly two-thirds of the land is classified as being in a total or accelerated state of erosion. In these regions, which are highly vulnerable to desertification, researchers have found that the soil condition is made worse by livestock grazing. So, when the livestock eats all the vegetation and tramples the land, what is left behind is cement-like ground, unable to grow anything. This worsens global warming because more carbon is released from the dying plants and bare soil. The soil then becomes hotter and overloads the atmosphere with even more heat-trapping carbon. And this is on top of the methane generated by the livestock itself. So actually, livestock industry generate more methane than what we can even calculate because of the related effect. Such extensive damage makes it difficult to revive and continue livestock raising, in this case, obviously leaves little hope for recovery. In a magazine interview over a decade ago, the president of the National Cattlemen's Confederation of Mexico spoke of your nation's prolonged drought and its adverse effect on the cattle industry. Already then, there were such distinct signs of global warming effects. But what he did not realize then is that the cattle industry is causing the drought. So, it's easy to see that if we stopped this raising of animals for meat, the weather patterns would be quickly restored, along with the land. In the interview, the president of the Cattlemen's Confederation also mentioned the need for more government subsidies for cattle raising. But what we actually need are subsidies for life-giving practices, not the ones that take the life away from the animals, take away life from us, and take away life from our future generations, and take the life from our one and only planet. The government could easily subsidize organic farming instead, which would provide abundant benefit for all the people of Mexico and even would remove 40% of the atmospheric carbon if all tillable land on Earth were organically farmed. So the solution is very simple, sir. We just have to turn away from the animal products. We stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, fish. If everyone does this, we will have a transformed world in no time. It really is that easy. Just one bite at a time. Removing methane from the atmosphere will remove the majority of the global warming effect. And then we can have time to find greener power for our world rather than oil. After we save the planet. Also, the vegan diet will bring more clarity and creativity for everyone. So we will be able to develop all the necessary resources in time. It's just that we need to make the switch to the animal-free lifestyle now. Then everything will improve. Life will be easier and we can rest knowing that our children will have a future to look forward to. Thank you for your very heartfelt concern, Mr. Ferris, for yourself and your children. Please ask everyone be wise, go green, and save the planet. God bless you. Thank you.
Many, many thanks, Supermaster Qinghai, for your most loving answer.
Thank you, Honorable Mr. Alonso Dominguez Ferraez, for these important questions. We appreciate you being here.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Our next question is from Ms. Griselda Espinosa, a vegan and the cultural coordinator at the Institute of Higher Studies.
Gracias. ¿Qué programas específicos o acciones rápidas los gobiernos pueden tomar para ayudar a sus países a cambiar a un estilo de vida vegano y orgánico? ¿Y cómo podemos hacer para que las personas hagan una transición más rápida y sin problemas?
Hello, Ms. Espinosa.
Hola, Master.
Your question has a sense of eagerness. I understand, and I also wish that change will happen more quickly, like yesterday already. I'm sure you want the same. Everybody wants the same. But the governments have the power to make this urgent transition to the organic vegan diet. First, they should ban all animal products. Informing people about the facts of animal products, explaining that because it's poisoning their co-citizens and piling up far more cost than any gains economically and environmentally, and because it's eating up our planet. And if the planet goes, we all go. The power of the government also goes. So whatever economic value is seen in the livestock industry will mean nothing. And it has been an illusion anyway, because it costs our planet too much. It costs us too much. We have to save the planet first and immediately, ban all the animal products and exploitations. Next, the governments can help the agriculture sector transition to being an organic vegan sector to sustain the human population with products they can consume directly instead of give it to the animal. Organic vegan farming is a good solution to the food crisis. The cost of subsidizing organic vegetable farming is very small compared to the subsidies needed to keep the animal farms afloat, meaning just to keep them from losing money and going bankrupt. The Mexican government also imports meat, a lot. In 2008, 2.1 billion US dollar worth of beef, pork and lamb from the United States were bought by your government. Instead of draining so much money to unsustainable, unhealthy products, the government could invest in producing good wholesome crops for the people of Mexico and the world. So we should support the farmers financially, technically, and train them to become organic vegan farmers wherever it is possible to cultivate the land. It's quite easy. According to our research and results, organic vegan farming is sustainable, healthy, profitable, and in demand right now. Because people are more aware of healthy diet, of organic farming. First, it will help the world be veg easily, thus eliminating more than half of the greenhouse gas emission which is heating up our planet and endanger our lives. And second, the high-quality organic soy will absorb much of the rest of the greenhouse gas emissions, and it will also help to save our planet. Organic vegan farming can save government a lot of money, 80% of it. Imagine all the tax money coming back to us, yes, or going toward building something better. For example, the cost of trying to mitigate a significant portion of the greenhouse gases, it preserves natural forests, biodiversity and soil quality as well. A study on small farmers in Latin America who switched to organic vegetable farming found that they earn higher revenues than before. And according to respected Dutch scientists, tens of trillions of US dollars can be saved by world governments if all the world becomes vegan. In addition, the governments of the world have the power to make the veg trend an exciting movement for everyone toward a healthier lifestyle. If we compare the trend to tobacco, which is another killer substance like meat, only after 1950, when the first major research came out showing that tobacco causes lung cancer, the government started to implement smoking bans. Gradually more and more until today, more than 80 countries have some kind of public smoking ban. And bravo Mexico also for expanding to a nationwide smoking ban in 2008. So, just to compare, studies show that the smoking bans actually helped people to quit smoking, and the quitters were happier because of the ban, because they know that their habit was bad for them.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco: 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide, cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema. Bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Plus more.
Similarly, a ban on meat, which we all now know from the studies, is a very bad habit which kills us and our children, our loved ones, and is killing our planet. So a ban of meat will be a strong current to carry the trend toward a vegan world, because a good leader stops what is bad for the people and facilitates what is good for them. They can facilitate, namely through public campaigns using the media and through schools to inform about the benefit of the healthy, life-saving, planet-saving way of life. And I'm praying to all heavenly beings to help as well to further accelerate the trend that we need by manifesting themselves physically, I mean even just for a short while, because I can't stay long, on our very rough atmosphere. But to come for a while, at least everywhere, to come and manifest themselves on our planet, to awaken the leaders, the media, the influential and ordinary citizens alike, so that our planet won't look like Mars in the near future. So prayer, combined with the efforts of citizens and the government and media's powerful support, this formula could bring the fastest and smoothest transition to a stable planet. Thank you, Ms. Espinosa. We shall be patient, and meanwhile, keep trying your best and pray with me. Thank you for being a part of the vegan trend. Thank you for loving the animals. God bless you and your loved ones.
Thank you, Master, for your understanding of governments and how they can help us. We appreciate your teaching us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for your compassionate answer. And thank you, Ms. Griselda Espinosa, for your very good question.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg.
Go green, save the planet.
Next, we welcome back Ms. Annette Baudier, marine biologist and founder of Perros en Puerto, the first animal welfare organization in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Good evening. Hello.
Good evening. Hola.
It's nice to meet you finally.
Nice to meet you.
I have a question for you. It's basically, people care about what affects them personally or their immediate families. Saving the planet seems to be an abstract concept, and it feels as if we almost have to wait for a disaster to happen to wake people up. Short of that happening, what can we do to give greater encouragement to people to think beyond themselves?
Good question. Good question. Yes. Buenas tardes. Señorita Bodia, thank you for your very important question. And I truly understand what you mean, that saving the planet could seem an abstract idea. Yes. But even though some of the signs of the global warming are more subtle, like species becoming extinct in places you and I cannot see, there are other signs, many that are really very real and sadly much easier to measure. Some that have been predicted with certainty by scientists, including increased heat waves, drought, storms, and spread of human illness. All of these are occurring to different degrees across the globe. But to address your concern more directly, we can discuss the effect on Mexico, now, because we are in Mexico only. Yes. So one of the worst and most immediately relevant conditions is drought in your country. Mexico City's Mayor Marcelo Ebrard recently stated that climate change is the cause of these prolonged dry conditions, with experts saying that this drought is the worst your country has seen in 50 years. Potentially 70% of the Mexican people are now facing a great risk of water shortage. In 10 Mexico City boroughs, plus 11 other surrounding municipalities, families are being subjected to water rationing as the dams supplying the area's water are at their lowest level in 60 years. Meanwhile, your country's growers are reporting crop losses of over $1 billion, with some saying that this could lead to a food crisis. These are without doubt very real and direct impacts on the lives of individuals and families. And by the way, though it is unfortunate to be personally affected, the only good thing might be that it is effective in awakening us to take action. Speaking of disasters in particular, the rising intensity and frequency of storms comes from the warming of the ocean, which changes weather patterns. This past decade saw several such devastating events, like Hurricane Mitch in 1998, which took the lives of nearly 20,000 of Central American brethren, as well as Mexican fellow citizens. The following year, Tabasco State in the south of your country suffered from flash flooding that caused over 600 fatalities in 2007. The southern region once again endured storms and flooding, with hundreds of lives lost and hundreds of thousands affected. So, climate change is not an abstract concept at all. It is here and now affecting our neighbors, affecting us and more next. Children will suffer. Mothers and fathers will suffer upon suddenly losing their livelihoods, losing their loved ones, losing their dignity and happiness, and all might vanish overnight. Mexico has also been particularly affected by desertification, which you know, due in part to her arid climate, as well as what experts report is the effect of excessive cattle raising and associated irrigation. In 2003, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan noted that 70% of the land in Mexico was already vulnerable to desertification, a situation that he said was causing up to 900,000 of your fellow countrymen to have to leave their homes every year. I repeat, it caused up to 900,000 of your fellow countrymen to have to leave their homes every year, with many going to seek better livelihoods in the United States, if they can find it. This astonishing number of nearly 1 million Mexican people per year came from a Mexican government report. Yeah, I'm not making it up. It came from your government report, which stated that soil conditions were too parched for citizens to support themselves and their families. Another study conducted last year found additional desertification, particularly in Oaxaca state. So it could really be said, very regrettably, that your people are among the many today who must cope with the real and harsh status of climate refugee. These are just a few examples of how climate change is already taking its toll on the Mexican people. It's real, madam. It's intensifying. It's not abstract. And please remember, the number one cause behind it all is animal agriculture. People have to be informed fast. Besides the adverse effects that livestock production has on the planet, the consumption of meat is also destructive to our health. We can nowadays look up on the internet and find all this information easily available. If not, we have our website www.suprememastertv.com. It's all free of charge, all the information we collect for people to inform themselves. We are talking about the health of individuals and their loved ones, another personal way that lives are affected. Meat and dairy consumption are known to lead to obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, strokes, cancer, and etc., etc. These diseases are also far more prevalent among meat eaters, leading to inevitable suffering and early death. Furthermore, the cruelty of the meat industry brings another type of disease, foodborne bacterial infection. Due to the extremely filthy, unhygienic conditions of the meat processing plant, that the excrement of the animals is not clean and remains on the flesh through processing. This results in potentially deadly diseases such as by E. coli, Salmonella, and Campylobacter, as have been reported worldwide, and another health crisis that has been born through livestock is swine flu, as you know it, affecting countless of your citizens. This pandemic is having a relentless, lethal impact on worldwide citizens, with more infections, more hospitalization, more lost loved ones. As many as 12,000 have died since April, according to official report, And out of these, I'm sorry to say that Mexico has lost more than 450 people, the fifth highest fatalities in the world, and the trend continues. This is very sad, madam. Scientists have explained that the swine flu virus was bred and then mutated to a human transmissible form in livestock facilities. Their atrociously filthy, dark, cramped, damp conditions make them more like breeding farms for flu viruses, not a farm for animals. Sorry, it's very sad. Therefore, it is the livestock industry that causes pandemics and, as we already said, is the major cause of global warming. The more pig and poultry farms that exist, the higher their numbers and concentration, the sooner the arrival of the next deadly pandemic. And the next one might make the present swine flu seem like nothing in comparison. So there is no question that livestock production is breaking up our society, killing our people and the planet, and terrifying our families. How are we swallowing all this pain and grief? It's hard to fathom. So we can see, Señorita Borja, that the picture of our plight is not abstract at all, but it's our very, very life experiences at stake. Our health, livelihoods, homes, education, even the peace with our neighbors can cave into conflict when things like water or land become scarce. These are already happening around us. However, the good news is that the way to end all this is truly even more real and quickly manifested than the problem itself, because each and every person can do something significant to stop global warming. And you know already what that is, right? Yeah. The vegan diet. And here I say vegan rather than vegetarian, because we also need to eliminate the eggs, dairy and fish industry. These products are all part of the inhumane cruelty to the animals and the greenhouse gas production of the livestock industry that is destroying our planet. We can inform the people of all this. The government should inform people of all this so that they can see that their lives and the lives of their loved ones are on the line due to climate change and livestock production. So even if they can only think for themselves and their loved ones, they still need to take fast preventive actions now to protect their children and families by turning to vegan diet. But you see, we are not just victims, we are also the rescuers and part of the solution. If we stop the meat eating, we stop the animal consumption. We must all be vegan. There's no other solution. I'm sorry. And the more people do so, the more it becomes like a popular trend. So in that way, it's also easier for people to think beyond themselves when they see the positive results of changing. You are welcome, like everyone else, to go to suprememastertv.com/SOS for more details, or free of charge and free of condition. All the information there is available for you and anyone to share. The main thing is switch away from meat, eggs, dairy, fish, meal by meal, day by day. And we will be living in a vegan paradise in no time. Thank you, Señorita Borja, and God bless your efforts and for you being a vegetarian.
Thank you.
Many thanks, Supreme Master Qinghai, for reminding us that we are not distant from the global warming, that it's affecting each of us intimately and personally. And thank you for reminding us that we can be stop being part of the problem and immediately start being part of the solution. And thank you, Ms. Baudier, for your gentle question.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%,
prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Next, we have questions from Mr. Edgar Espinosa Cisneros, a vegetarian and environmental geographer, also specializing in bioethics, particularly the relationship between humans and non-human animals.
Hello, Master Qinghai.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to meet you, even if it is via video conference.
Pleasure is mine.
Thank you. My first question is, how do you think that we can face up to the big corporate interests involved in the meat industry, which are usually against what you have said is true, and which also have a lot of resources for lobbying? And my second question is, in some cases, just spreading the message of the need to adopt a vegan diet is not enough to change people's dietary habits. So what do you think is the most effective way to reach out to people to become vegan, and why? Thank you.
Ah, good question. Buenas tardes, Señor Espinosa Cineros. It is true. It is true what you said. It's correct what you said. It's true that the big companies and lobbyists are powerful. But we are more powerful. We are more than them. We are more in number. It has been well hidden from our view the truth about the cruelty and damages of animal grazing to our health and our planet. And the products that come out of the factories destroy our health in many ways, like type 2 diabetes, which, by the way, is the number one cause of death in Mexico. Obesity, cancer, etc., etc. The list goes on. But even though the corporate entities are politically powerful, we have many effective tools to achieve what we need. That is animal-free food production and animal-free consumption. And no one can prevent us doing what's right for our lives and that of our planet. We just stopped using, eating, buying animal products, then these corporations just disappear in no time. So the power is in our hands. Some people might think that we should sue the livestock companies. A New York Times journalist once wrote that people should sue because there is scientific evidence that meat causes death. Actually, every year there are many families who sue meat companies because their children were killed or got extremely ill or paralyzed due to E. coli and other foodborne illnesses from eating hamburger, for example. And one group of obese people who had eaten fast food for many years also made a lawsuit against fast food companies for knowingly serving harmful food like meat. Similarly, tobacco companies were also sued for causing the death of their customers, and they won. But I don't condone this practice. We don't want to take the time to go to court. We don't have time also. We are running out of time. We just stop using animal products. That is sufficient. And please, please, bear in mind, to be fair and honest, that also the meat companies themselves might not even be aware of the meat's harm on humans and the planet. They might not be aware. Besides, we, the ordinary consumers, exercise the most powerful vote simply by boycotting meat and all the animal products and becoming vegans. There would be no need to continue the life-threatening practice of animal raising if we all became vegan. To give an example of how powerful consumers are, the pork industry in the U.S. has lost $5.4 billion since 2007. Company after major company is declaring bankruptcy right now. So they are asking for help from the government, which ended up buying their unwanted pork products from the farmers for $105 million in 2009, for example. The reasons that the powerful pork industry is struggling are, number one, high cost of feed grains, and number two, the consumers are not buying their products as much anymore since the swine flu outbreak. Imagine if no one eats meat, no one would ever kill these animals for a living. That would be more powerful than the company's lobbying. Don't you think so? Yes or no?
Yes.
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 Everybody, yes? See?
Sí. Sí.
Gracias. Gracias.
Gracias.
Yeah. We have the power, huh? The animal company only have power because we give them the power. We share our power with them. We buy their product, so they have the power. But if we stop buying it, they gone. See that? How powerful we can be, the ordinary people.
¿Qué le ha parecido esta conferencia?
Muy buena, porque se tomaron muchos temas que a veces uno desconoce, como es el cambiar de la comida que comemos, carne animal, a ser vegetarianos, para ayudar y contribuir a disminuir la contaminación y el calentamiento global.
Ustedes como medio de comunicación, ¿qué hacen actualmente para concientizar a la gente con relación a las acciones a tomar para detener el cambio climático?
Nosotros somos la voz, portavoz, para informar a la población de lo que está sucediendo y tomar todas esas medidas para evitar que esto continúe y que nuestro planeta desaparezca.
¿Qué opina de incluir una sección acerca del vegetarianismo y dar opciones como recetas vegetarianas, por ejemplo, al menos una vez en la semana en el medio donde usted trabaja?
Me parecería una buena idea, inclusive me imagino con esto el público pues que le gusta o que es vegetariano, me interesaría conocer la forma de cocinar los diversos alimentos y vegetales. Más que antes que nada, gracias por la labor que está realizando en este planeta. Y qué bueno que una persona como usted haya tomado esa decisión de recorrer el mundo para que nosotros, los que a veces desconocemos todo lo que está sucediendo, tomemos conciencia. Gracias por esa labor, maestra, y no decaigan. Suerte.
Es una maravilla la maestra, la felicito de todo corazón. Y con esto ya es una experiencia que todos adquirimos ahí escuchándola. La maestra es una divina persona. Todo lo que dijo tiene razón y todos vamos a obedecer. No es un mando el que hace ella, sino que nos da una experiencia para que nosotros nos conduzcamos mejor.
¿Después de esta conferencia usted se convertiría en vegetariana total?
Claro. ¿Sabe por qué le digo que voy a convertir en esto? Porque ahora el alimento que yo como me hace daño. Ya quiero volverme vegetariana de una vez, sí.
Gracias. Gracias por su reconfortante presencia en el episodio de hoy de Palabras de Sabiduría. Por favor, acompáñenos mañana para la parte 5 de la retransmisión de la videoconferencia en vivo SOS, Acción Rápida para Frenar el Calentamiento Global. Tecnología de la Era Dorada viene a continuación tras Noticias de Interés. Permanezcan con nosotros en Supreme Masters Television. Que los cielos les bendigan y a sus seres queridos con mucho amor y abundancia.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 5 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming. Golden Age technology is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you and your loved ones with much love and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.